people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Do you grow a garden? Do you use a pressure cooker? Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Tonight we'll talk aquaponics. You're not going to want to miss this in-depth look at a very fascinating system, a symbiotic system that's well worth your time to learn about. Folks, I see this post going around about pressure cookers. And, of course, the Boston bombing, which I was really trying to avoid bringing up, but I'll bring it up just in this respect. Pressure cookers. You can make really good, baked beans with them. I don't know. I've never really used a pressure cooker for cooking. I'm an avid cook, but have not really mastered the art of a pressure cooker. But from what I understand, it helps to tenderize things and cook things. But that's not the only use. Okay, maybe it could be used to make a bomb. All right. I could possibly see that. We've all heard of pressure cookers blowing up, and they could be dangerous. You see them on these cooking shows sometimes, these cooking competitions. Anyways, the point being, pressure cookers. Okay, so you could use it for a bomb. You could use it to tenderize things and cook things fast. Or you can use it to can goods. Which many preppers out there listening to the show right now already do. They take the pressure cooker and it is a prepping tool. The post reads, come on folks, wake up and see what they are trying to do. I'll tell you what they are trying to do. They are trying to demonize preppers who can their own fresh foods, trying to make all who do look bad and prevent them from doing so. Is that the agenda behind the pressure cooker focus in conjunction with this bombing? I don't know, maybe that's a stretch, but the instant I heard that the pressure cooker was the possible culprit, I thought that was a bit odd. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see ourselves added to a list simply because we own or have bought a pressure cooker. And that possibly is an indication that you're a prepper. Right? Makes sense? I don't know. I could be wrong. This could have no significance. We could be reading into it a bit too much here. But I think it's interesting food for thought, no pun intended. Tonight on the show, we got my buddy Drew coming on to talk aquaponics. I've had some first-hand experience on an aquaponics farm. A friend of mine decided that, well, he was going to get off the grid and go start an aquaponics farm. And there is nothing like it. It's a symbiotic system that can provide an abundance of food for you and your family with relatively low amounts of energy. And you can do it in a small household, in a small property, on a small property rather, and it's not impossible to do so, and we'll tell you about how that works. We'll also tell you about some of the trials and tribulations of my guest, Drew, who has his own aquaponics system that he set up. In the wake of Fukushima, he was very concerned about the possibility that his crops were being radiated. We'll talk about that as well. You're not going to want to miss tonight's show. It's guaranteed to be a fascinating look at aquaponics.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
So a couple weeks ago, I had a listener call up and say, "Hey, Bob, do you know about aquaponics?" And I said, "Heck yeah, I know about aquaponics. I've been to an aquaponics farm that a friend of mine owns, experienced it firsthand, helped out. I stayed there for many days and got to learn hands-on. Learning with his farm, and thought it was a brilliant idea from the get-go. And tonight's guest has a similar story, but he's really implemented it to a much larger scale than I've been able to in my own personal life. He has quite the aquaponics setup, and without further ado, let's bring Drew Lamb onto the show, who is a radio host as well. You can find his show on UCY.TV. And, well, he's a pretty cool guy in my book to have the aquaponic setup he does. Drew, what's going on, man?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me back on again, and thanks for plugging my show, Double Crossed Radio. I really appreciate it.
Double Crossed Radio. With a name like that, how could you double cross it?
You better not.
You better not. Well, I know you just don't talk about aquaponics on your show. You got all sorts of interesting things for our guests, for our listeners rather, to check out. So they'll definitely be
tonight. We focus on aquaponics on my show. You know, we cover a lot of topics, so we really get into Austrian economics and firearms, farming, spiritual, mental, physical preparedness. Current events, all sorts of things that are going on.
Speaking of which, did you hear they shot down the, no pun intended, the backgrounds checks on the firearms?
Yeah, you know, right there, there's one for the 3% minority. You know, there's those folks you see on Facebook that have the Roman numeral 3 after their name. They're mm-hmm. the 3%ers who will rise to the occasion, just like those who fought in the Revolutionary War. It was just a small minority of people who were willing to stand up against tyranny. And here we go again. But this time, you know, the Republic stands true. And a small minority of people spoke out and got their way, you know. So,
well, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And I can guarantee they're going to try, even if they need to stage another event or simply exploit another event.
Exactly. So everybody needs to be on alert. You know, I hope that many of your listeners are pro Second Amendment. Probably all of my listeners are. But I would expect executive orders to come through pretty soon, or another mass shooting, you know.
Supposedly there have been several executive orders. Let me see here. Let me pull up.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned them because, let's see here. According to Dr. Steve Pizienek, I can never say his name.
That's Steve Pichenik.
Pichenik. I can never say his name. He is saying that the bipartisan committee has ruled that Bush and Obama and companies are war criminals. That's not the gist of what I was trying to read. I hear Obama has signed 23 executive orders on gun control yesterday while we were all distracted by the Boston bombing. So there you go. I need to find more on this.
Yeah, I'd like to research that as well. I'm not surprised in the least.
No.
You know? So they do whatever they can. They're, you know, if you get on like opencongress.org, you can check out, you could check out bills that are going on. And then you should also check bills in your own state. You know, like here in Oregon, there's been several bills. There was an HB 3200 that was pretty broad, and that was met with a lot of resistance. They're always trying to push stuff through. And so you need to look at the battlefront, you know, from several different perspectives, and be very, very diligent, very vocal, you know. And ultimately, what I try to encourage people to do is to speak out and let it be known that you won't comply. You know, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, shall not be infringed. You know, in the state of Oregon, where I'm at, it's phrased even more clearly than the Second Amendment is, and it's paragraph or section 27 of our state constitution. You know, makes it very, very clear that the citizens have the right to bear arms, and it puts them it puts civilians above the military. It's very clear on that. So it's good to check out your own state constitution. You know, because your state constitution should override anything on the federal level.
Well, I disagree. There's no such thing as state rights. The federal government is God, and we should all be beholden to the czar in the executive branch.
No, I'm joking. There you go.
I'm completely joking. I mean, and we could take it a step further, Drew, and talk about the county level. You have a sheriff there who's – go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely need to look at your sheriff. You need to evaluate your sheriff and know whether or not your sheriff is going to stand up for your rights, you know, and especially the Second Amendment.
Well, it comes down to checks and balances, and we need the state, the sheriff, and so on to stand up against federal tyranny.
The sheriff is your first line of defense, and you can check out the National Constitutional Sheriffs Association, and that's not affiliated with Sheriff Mack, but they try to coordinate and train and provide materials and assistance to constitutional sheriffs, and you know, also check out Sheriff Mack's work too, which kind of runs along those lines.
You know, let's digress for a minute on this, and we're going to get to aquaponics eventually, but
yeah,
let's talk about this stuff for a second, because
yesterday
on the radio here locally, I heard my sheriff come on, and she said a few things that were very startling. The first thing she says is that we just do what the legislature passes. Okay, we just enforce the laws, which is okay. But when she said it, it was beyond the context of, well, if the law is unconstitutional, then no, you don't enforce it just because it's law. You do what the Constitution and your oath to the Constitution tells you to do. And she kept saying, well, if there's a law passed to do this, we will enforce that law. And that's a very troubling thing. And we need to educate the sheriffs so that they aren't under that misconception. She also discussed about, in reference to the sheriff's office, how militarized it is and how they're essentially soldiers here in the United States. And that also is scary to me, how they're looking at themselves as essentially soldiers on the streets of America. And who are they at war with? Well, they're told to be at war with us. And that's scary.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. And so it's important that you know where your sheriff stands. If you don't know, ask them. And they should have a very clear position. And if they aren't going to stand up for your rights, then you need to work toward electing somebody else. You know, it's for the most part, it's an elected position. And so you need to, at that point, you need to get behind somebody else and promote them, help with their campaign and get the word out so people can support that person instead.
Absolutely. I actually did that with the county below mine. A guy by the name of Bernie DeCastro was running for sheriff, and he was supported by Sheriff Mack. It literally is just, a minute away from where I live. I'm on the border of on the county line here. So I worked to help get him elected. And we didn't have great success, but the other sheriff who was actually elected, we immediately interviewed and put him on the spot and got him on record on some serious things. So at the very least, even if it's not an election cycle, hold them accountable. Let them know that you want them to be oath keepers. You want them to stand up for the people and not just be the lackeys of the federal government's tyranny.
Exactly. And be prepared to stand with them. You know, there could be a point where they are met with force. And, and so be prepared to stand by.
Well, Drew, if I'm sheriff, I will deputize you, okay?
Thanks, man. Same here.
Deputy Drew and Deputy Bob at your service, ladies and gentlemen.
That's great.
And by the way, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, it wasn't me. Very bad joke. And we're going to move right along here. Yep. I think that was a nice tangent nonetheless.
Hey, a little Bob Marley there.
A little Bob Marley. Yeah, we do a little – we have – I don't know. I've always had a reggae callers asking to have a website repeated in particular. Hold on, my producer's writing me a note. Callers are asking to have websites repeated, in particular his and the one mentioned about sheriffs. All right, we'll do that on the other side of this break.
Okay.
So we'll tease them a little bit so they have to stay tuned here because we're coming up to a hard break. And when we get back, we'll get into aquaponics. And I'd like to learn more about your setup. I know that Fukushima had been something that you were concerned about, still are concerned about. Hasn't gone away. Still there, folks. This stuff has a half-life of thousands of years. I mean, it's really scary. So we'll talk about that with Drew and see what he's done to protect his garden, his aquaponics system. We'll give you a definition of aquaponics. You're saying, well, what is aquaponics? Maybe you're a bit of a newbie. That's cool. I had to learn about it. Eventually, Drew had to learn about it. So that's what we're here for. We're learning and sharing. And then we'll also address how you could have possibly a small aquaponic system set up at your property if you don't live on a lot of land or if you just are in an apartment. Don't worry. You could still do it. There's ways around it. Folks, it's the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking aquaponics tonight with Drew Lamb. Don't go anywhere.
With Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition. Many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes turn to skies and inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our special guest tonight is Drew Lamb. We're talking aquaponics. What is aquaponics? Before we get to that, Drew, you got some websites that the listeners want to hear about. So repeat your websites for them, and we'll get into the actual meat and potatoes here as far as what aquaponics is, how you can implement it, and all that good stuff.
Sure. I threw a couple links down in chat. The link to my radio show, Double Cross Radio, is doublecrossradio.com. And the link to my aquaponics farm is pyramidpurefoods.com. And were there any other websites? I think we mentioned...
They wanted the sheriff's website again.
National Constitutional Sheriff's Association. I am going to have to look that one up because I think it's like NCSA1 or something.
Or should I say Star Pageant? Forget.
I'm going to start page it.
Okay.
that's a mouthful right there. National Constitutional Sheriff's Association.
I thought it was the NSA.
It's NCSA.
NCSA.
But their website, I know they were doing some work on their website recently.
NCSA1.org.
NCSA1.org.
Thank you, Mr. Producer.
Okay, and that was
so what's the deal with Pyramid, purefoods.com? You got Pyramid in there. Is that an Illuminati?
Yeah, you know our friend Fritz Springmeier was taking me to task on that. He's like, you know, Drew, that's not really wholesome what you got there. The thing is that my farm is in this small town in Southern Oregon called Ashland. And it's this cool little town where they have the Shakespeare Festival and a lot of hippies. And back when I was a kid in the 70s, there was a business that started up there called the Mind's Eye Juice Company, and they produced a juice called Pyramid Juice. And it was like Odwalla juice way before Odwalla, you know, and it was fresh juice, natural. That, you know, I don't think they used the word organic back in the 70s, but it was, you know, the equivalent of that. And it was really good. And when I was a kid, you know, we'd go to Ashland from Medford for parades and stuff. And it was really a treat to get to have Pyramid Juice. And so, I'd been managing this building where Pyramid Juice had been located, you know, for years and years. And then I rented that building, and that's where I have my farm at now. And so everybody knows where the site is. Everybody refers to the site as the Pyramid Juice building. And so I wanted a name that was hyper local. I wanted people to know where we were, be able to recognize that. And also, you know, that there was this association with healthy, wholesome food. So there was nothing about the Illuminati was to be implied in that, you know. So,
well, it's not going to stop us from thinking that, all right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, you know, and this is really a local thing, and the old sign is still there. And I'm really, you know, I'm really cheap, and, you know, you have to bootstrap when you're starting a business.
Yeah,
and
you're thrifty.
Yeah, well, I didn't have to change the sign. It already says Pyramid on it. Yeah, you know, so, you know, you gotta work with what you got. So that's what I had.
All right, so we're going to take another break here again. I know. But we'll come back with a nice long segment. But before we get to that, why don't you simply define aquaponics? Because we're talking about this assuming people know what it is. I've talked a little bit about how it's a symbiotic relationship between hydroponic vegetables that you're growing and the aqua farming of fish. But go ahead and break it down for them very briefly, and then we'll get into more about how you've implemented it, how it works, how you feed the fish, how that all that stuff in just a bit.
Yeah, aquaponics is the blending of aquaculture with hydroponics. Hydroponics is where you're growing plants in a media that's not soil, like in water or in gravel or stone. And the nutrients or the fish waste provides nutrients for the plants, and the plants clean the water up for the fish. And that is aquaponics, quite simply, right there.
Boom. So the fish require clean water to live. Yep. They then take that clean water and they go to the bathroom, which is fertilizer. You know, it's not rocket science here. The plants love that fish waste. They thrive with it. And then they send back the clean water once they've ate all the fish waste back again to the fish. So it's that symbiotic relationship between the plants and the fish that makes aquaponics such a cool thing. And you really do produce an abundance. We'll talk about what kind of fish you might be able to grow. There's a lot of different schools of thoughts on that. If you're in a more northern climate, it might be tough to grow tilapia to eat, which is a real popular one. And we'll also talk about how you can do it on a small scale, with just maybe a goldfish even. You can't eat the goldfish, but maybe you could, but that'd be gross. So you might even do it with a goldfish on a small scale. And then I want to talk about, in addition to all this good stuff, the food for the fish, because that's part of the problem here. And black soldier flies are something that Drew and I are into, so we'll talk about that as well.
The Bob Justin Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
That's 800-313-9443. If you have any questions for our guest tonight or comments on the topic, we'll get to your calls in a bit. But first, let's go back to Drew Lamb, our guest tonight. We're talking aquaponics. Now, again, just to reiterate what it is, it's a symbiotic relationship where you're growing fish, hopefully to eat, that provide the nutrients for your plants in a hydroponic system. And those plants in that hydroponic system are, well, good for the plate as well. There's all sorts of different things you can grow. The possibilities are endless. I've seen even watermelons, Drew, on hydroponic systems, believe it or not.
Sure. Yeah, you can do that. And one thing I wanted to point out that there's a lot going on in an aquaponic system. So, like, you take the fish waste, which you have the solid material, or as Murray Hallam from Practical Aquaponics calls it, fish poo, and then you have ammonia, which is excreted through their urine, and also they respirate ammonia too. And so in an aquaponic system, you have beneficial bacteria that takes that ammonia and then converts it from ammonia into nitrites, and there's another bacteria that converts the nitrites into nitrates. That completes your nitrogen cycle, and that is what the plants use for nutrients. And then you also have like worms in your gravel beds, and so the worms will take that fish poo, which is deposited into the gravel beds by your pump that's bringing the water up into the stone, and your worms in there will eat and digest the worm poo and excrete worm castings, which are like the best thing to garden with, just super high in nutrients, the best thing for your plants. And so there you have that symbiotic system right there. Now, the only thing, you've got some inputs that you need, you know, and I'm always trying to work toward sustainability as much as possible, primarily because I think it's just, it's wise business, and I don't want to be dependent upon corporations or municipal systems for the things that I need.
Especially when some of the food is GMO and all sorts of nasty stuff.
Yeah, and so I'm still always trying to work toward being as sustainable as possible. But that's the problem with aquaponics, because you have to have some electricity. You know, you have to run that pump. And I'll get into that a little bit later.
It can be solar, though, or could it be wind based? I mean, Sepp Holzer.
There are other ways. I was at an aquaculture site. I was up at the Santiam Valley Ranch up in Turner recently, and they have this huge wind turbine set up, and they're doing solar, and they have solar. They're generating solar and wind electricity, and they also have solar water heating. And I have solar water heating panels at my facility, because I took a warehouse and I tore off a section of the roof and put a greenhouse skin on it. So I'm in a hybrid type warehouse, greenhouse type.
Neat. Setup.
And I'm only heating my water with the sun. So like on a day like today, man, I fire that up and run it and try to, you know, I could pick up 4 degrees or so just like that. But you have these inputs, these energy inputs, and you also have to have food inputs. You know, the fish have to consume something, so you have to have some food there. And also, every time you harvest, you know, when you harvest fish or you harvest vegetables, you're taking something out of the system. You know, if you harvest vegetables, you've taken nutrients out of the system, but you've also taken out some of the parts of the system that are right. removing contaminants, you know, to the fish, the nutrients to the plants. But so you have to always be planting things and always have things growing while you're harvesting. You have to have these energy inputs. Now, what I've been trying to do is I've been trying to not be dependent upon commercial fish feed for my energy input. You know, for a couple of reasons. One, it's not sustainable. And the other reason is that even organic fish feed is still GMO. Most fish feed, processed fish feed, contains soy and corn, lots of soy. I don't think that there is any non-GMO soy available in the United States. I mean, I have some seed that's heirloom, and I think some hybrids, but as far as commercial production goes, it's much like sugar beets. I mean, pretty much the whole entire crop is all GMO. And so if you want to try to have organic fish, or you want to stay away from GMOs, once you start getting into that fish feed, then you aren't even close. And so you have to start looking at what am I going to feed my fish? And, you know,
wait a second, for just a second, Drew, and I hate to jump on this because I'm listening very intently. What fish, you know, what fish? Cause I don't think we've addressed that, have we?
Yeah. See, and this is very challenging because like if you want to do this at home and hold on, I want to do, somebody in the chat said, are the smelts still safe to eat in Oregon? Smelt. I'm not sure, but I know that there's It depends on the body of water. I wouldn't eat anything that comes out of the Pacific Ocean due to Fukushima radiation. And a lot of that radiation's piled up on the radioactive isotopes have come down in rain and snow on the Cascade Mountains. And so, you know, potentially our entire ecosystem here has been contaminated. And that's why I got into farming like this. And so, I don't like to eat anything that comes out of the ocean at all. And anything from our rivers or tributaries, it's possible that it could have some level of radioactive contamination in it. And then there's some bodies of water, like Immigrant Lake in Southern Oregon, is contaminated with mercury. And so you really need to check with your local Department of Fish and Wildlife. They should be able to tell you which fish are safe for different things. They really don't look at radiation that much. They mostly look at mercury and other things. But they should be able to guide you a little bit on what kind of fish are safe to eat in your region to a point. And you can test things with your Geiger counter too. But let's get back to the kind of fish, because this is the great challenge. Like for the most part, if somebody wants to set up an aquaponic system at home, you know, a small system, they're going to be limited by aquaria. You know, and for example, in the state of Oregon, no live fish can be transported without a permit. So that's great. That's very challenging. And so, like, if you're going to buy some fish from the pet store, well, that's considered aquaria in the state of Oregon, and a permit's not required. But for other fish species, you know, a permit could be required, and that could entail even a commercial application, multiple site visits. My site got visited about four times before I was finally approved for my fish. And they're going to be looking at what types of species, whether or not they're invasive. And even if they aren't, they don't want diseases spread through the rivers, creeks, tributaries. And they don't want your water mixing with other water. They don't want your fry or eggs getting in. And so there are regulations. And so when you get into this, if you check with your local regulations, they probably won't permit you to have, like, tilapia, for example. And until very recently, like it was just a few months ago, that the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife modified their rules to permit people to buy live tilapia for home aquaponics or home aquaculture with a $12 permit. But like last year, you couldn't do that. It was against the law. And there really weren't any other fish. You know, you couldn't do trout. You couldn't do any warm water fish because, well, even now you can't. And so we need to work even harder to make it legal to have those species. When I started working with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, I was planning on having tilapia because, you know, all the material that you read, you know, and you talk to other farmers, everybody's doing tilapia and they're flexible with what they eat. They're omnivores. They grow rapidly, you know, and so on. And it's a fairly marketable product, and they taste well. But, you know, people forget that tilapia used to be considered junk fish. You know, they used to not be very popular at all. And it's just through marketing that more people have become aware of tilapia. But there are other fish species that are in virtually every body of water in the United States that are even better eating than tilapia. You know, you have a lot of sunfish. You know, you've got like your black crappie and your white crappie, and there's various catfish and largemouth bass and smallmouth bass and bluegill and all these other fish species, and you could even get into yellow perch, you know, and things like this. And these are fish that are all over the country and are in virtually every body of water. And what I found is they've got a very broad range of temperature that they could survive in. And so a lot of work hasn't been done in using these types of fish in aquaponics. I mean, you could search around and a few people have experimented with it. But so what I decided to do was to focus on that. You know, I've been trying to do a lot of my work in keeping with permaculture. You know, that's working with what I have, trying to adapt to the natural surroundings around the area of my farm, and to be, you know, as efficient and self-sufficient as possible. And so what the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife was, they were going to require me to build all sorts of containment if I was going to farm tilapia. And I'm in an urban farm. I'm really close to downtown Ashland, and you know, I'm in a warehouse facility. There's a creek, you know, just a few hundred feet away from me, and there's drains on my site that go into the creek. And so they were really, really concerned. So they, you know, it was going to cost me, you know, another $24,000 or something to build the kind of containment that they wanted me to construct in order to farm that kind of fish. Like I said, well, what about Mozambique tilapia? My research has shown that Mozambiques can't survive a Northwest winter. You know, they even allow them in Northern California, according to my research. The state biologist said, no way, some got away into the wild in Idaho, and they survived the winter and they're breeding. Okay, so I sat down with the guy, and he wanted to know why I wanted to do this, why I was interested in farming with aquaponics. Why don't you just do hydroponics? And I explained to him, well, it was really important to have some sort of protein, some sort of livestock crop that I was producing too. And I went into the whole thing with him about the Fukushima disaster and the chemtrails and geoengineering and how that's led to drought, and just laid all these things out to him with the GMO crops and the stuff blowing in the wind. And suddenly he just paused and he looked at me and he goes, you know, it's really important that I help you do this. And I said, well, why don't we look at fish species that are already around here, not necessarily native, but are already in the Rogue River Basin, and that would work good in the environment that I was creating, and would meet my goals, which would be they'd be marketable, they'd taste good, they'd grow quickly, they'd produce a lot of waste for the plants, and so on. And so we worked together to select some fish species that he recommended that I experiment with. And again, there's really no place to go for me to, you know, find out the best ones. It's, you know, you really, when you start messing around with this, you're breaking new ground. I mean, aquaponics, getting into that is fairly new ground. I mean, it's been around, but still, I mean, doing this commercially is new, but when you start messing around with other fish species, you know, Murray Hallam in Australia, you know, he messes around with a lot. He grows a lot of their native fish species, but that's in Australia. That you know, he has like jade
perch. What is it, a kangaroo fish?
Yeah.
Koala fish?
The platypus fish.
I know we have some Australian listeners that are pissed off at me right now. Hey, Drew, very interesting stuff. We'll talk about black soldier flies in just a moment as well, because that's a big piece of the puzzle here. But I want to get a call in who has been waiting patiently for us, and it's Kerry in Florida. Kerry, thanks for waiting. I appreciate it. What's up?
Well, I'm calling for a blood brother of mine who is heavily engaged in aquaponics. Down here, of course, tilapia have overcome my beloved bluegill and sunfish in the little ponds that like to fish. But he put a 1,000-gallon tank, two of them. One gets more sun than the other, unfortunately. His fish like to jump out of the tanks, but the one that's in the sun, he has yet to get a cover for, but it is full of green algae. And is there a safe way, or is the algae possibly nutritious for his plants that he's growing in his growing beds? You know, he has an ideal setup, you know, the siphoning, the whole bit, you know, if you're familiar, of course you're familiar. Oh. But how can he control the algae in the tank without it becoming eutrophic over a time? You know.
Yeah. It is something to think about. I'd recommend one of the things that I do. I have a lot of snails in my system, and they'll eat that stuff, and they do a pretty good job at scrubbing it. And also, I've noticed some of my fish will eat those snails.
We're talking green water, sir.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I would recommend too is making sure that you're cycling that water through the aquaponic media, you know, fairly often. That will help to clear it. Another thing, you know, that might help too, if you're limiting the sunlight, you could use, you know, if you do some deep water culture. And get some styrofoam sheets and do some floating rafts and put those over the water.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Justin Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, this has gone by rocket fast. Drew Lamb has been our special guest. We've been talking aquaponics. And, well, it's a fascinating topic. Kerry, did he answer your question? We only have a few seconds left in tonight's broadcast, so I want to bring you back on and make sure that we get an answer for you.
I'm here.
So what do you think? Where do we leave off? Did you?
Well, it's floating styrofoam, and my question is, how much do you put in, and what's the oxygen exchange? How would it affect the oxygen exchange rate for the fish? They're just bubbling going in. I know tilapia are low oxygen fish. However, you know, I just like more information.
Well, I mean, from what I understand here. And from what I've experienced firsthand, the tilapia have been in a separate pond, so to speak, or tank, or whatever you want to call it, than the plants being grown with the styrofoam, or I've even seen other things being used in and hydroponic systems. Is that the case, Drew?
Well, I have a few ideas about this. One is I'd be running a pump with stones and pumping air in there, lots of air.
No air. The pump is for the fish waste to run to his hydroponic operation.
Well, I'd run an air pump. That's what I do, with some really huge bubble stones on there. And another thing too is that it's possible that I'd check the nutrient level too. You know, I'd check the nitrate level. And if the nitrates are, if there's a lot of nutrients in there that aren't being used by other plants, the algae is going to be growing that. And, I'd be trying to use up those nutrients by growing plants that you could eat. And, another thing too is that overfeeding could be a problem, and that could be adding to more nutrients that the algae is feeding on as well.
Interesting. Yeah. And if it's here in Florida, that's a common problem. Kerry, I wish we had more time. We'll have to do it again. Stay in touch and find an email for him on his website. I'm sure he'll be happy to help you. You can also email me at bobtuscan.com. Now, real quick, I want to touch on black soldier flies before we go.
Yes. Okay. So basically what I'm doing is I'm taking garbage and I'm turning it into food. So I have a bucket exchange with a few of my customers, and I get pre-consumer kitchen prep waste. And I feed that to my black soldier flies. The black soldier fly larva process that, and when they develop to the point where they are pre-pupa, they crawl out of the compost, which I have in these bins, these totes, and they crawl out of that through these holes and into another larger tote that they're harvested in. And then I could use those to feed like my bluegill. We'll eat those. They're super nutritious. They're 35% lipid. The rest is protein. You could also, the shells are really nutritious after they hatch. You collect the shells. Usually I grind them up a bit. I might mix in a few other things like dead black soldier flies, and huge variety of fish like to eat those. And also the fish like to eat black soldier flies, like live or dead. And those are very nutritious as well. And also I cultivate a lot of worms, a lot of red worms, and I have
red wigglers. Yeah, good stuff. Yep. We talked a little bit about how good of a fertilizer it is. Drew, we'll have to do it again, as I said.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, stuff to cover.
Absolutely. All right, buddy. Thanks so much. I'll see you folks tomorrow night, and I'm getting ready for the conference, Free Your Mind conference, coming up next week. Love you guys.
Cheers.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
Now.